Shiverlike Timber has mainly played at house shows, but for the Tawdry Folk Collective, you played your first venue in April. Can you describe the difference between playing the house circuit and a venue?
Okay. Well, at the Alley Bar, there was a lot of people there who weren't there to watch the music. They were just sort of standing at the back, drinking beer, playing pool, which was a little distracting, I guess, when I was playing. But I tried to just focus on the people that were sitting down the front. And I don't know, because it was a much larger space. I guess the sound was different, and the whole atmosphere. And I was very, very nervous, but once I got up on stage, it was pretty exciting. So, yeah, I guess I'll probably keep trying to play at proper venues as well. I would never stop doing little houses as well, because that's where I think this type of music feels most at home, just because that's where it has sprung from.
That's where the audience actually pays the most attention, because they're there to hear the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the venues have an appeal at all, though, like something?
Be performing to a wider audience, I suppose, who may not be interested, but yeah, I don't know, I guess there is some appeal, just because it's good for me to sort of build up a bit of confidence in performing, and I think I get a bit of stage fright, but the more shows I've been playing, the less nervous I get, and then I can actually play my guitar without making heaps of mistakes.
Well, you do support Holly Throsby at Douglas Cafe this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Any musings on how that will go?
Well, I haven't been to Douglas Cafe before, but from what I hear, it's a nice little space, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you think you'll have your fans come and like requesting songs or expecting to hear new ones?
Well, I hope nobody's expecting any new ones, because I haven't got any. I've got one or two, but I'm hopefully going to have a friend of mine called Sarah. She's hopefully going to come and play violin on one or two songs with me, which is something I've done once before. But, yeah, that's a bit different.
Now, the gig at Douglas Cafe is an all-ages gig. And I'm just wondering, what importance do you place on all-ages shows?
I get really excited just seeing how many younger kids there are that are actually really into watching gigs, and I'll support it as much as I can, I guess, just because, well, I grew up in Tamworth and there was absolutely no music scene there at all, and if I'd had the opportunity when I was sort of 15 to go out and watch a gig, like, that would have just been the greatest thing in the world. So I think it's awesome if people can organise all ages gigs, and I think there should be more of it.
Well, the house shows certainly support that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we mentioned before about getting a wider audience happening, more of an appeal. How has the internet helped people to hear your music?
Well, it's been great, because, I've put a couple of songs up on the internet, and, you know, I've been able to communicate with people, like, over in Norway and in Perth and... You know, and like swap. I've done a few CD swaps. I've just posted a CD off to a girl over in Norway, and she's sending me one of hers. And it's just like, if it wasn't for going on the internet, like as dorky as it is or whatever, I think it's great, because I wouldn't have ever, you know, come into contact with these people. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think you'll find yourself trekking off to Norway now that you've got a contact there?
Not particularly. I don't know. I do want to travel and go everywhere, really. But, I don't know. Perhaps.
You'll use music as your passport.
Possibly.
Now, with your music, you said that you grew up in Tamworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there's certain periods of your life that you draw the music from, or whether it's a continual process.
Well, a lot of the actual music itself, like the guitar playing, has just been a continual. I started playing guitar when I was about 17, so 3 or so years. And that's just been gradually growing. But as far as like lyrics and stuff, sort of draw from childhood and, I don't know, memories and, yeah, just growing up in the countryside has, you know, had a bit of an effect on me, I think. But, I don't know, actual, like, the whole Tamworth country music thing hasn't had a great deal of influence, I suppose, just because I never really liked the country music that was in Tamworth, like Lee Kernaghan and stuff. Like, I wasn't really into that sort of style. But I do like some other sorts of country music.
Like old country, or?
Like, I don't know, yeah, and like, I don't know, Johnny Cash sort of thing.
Yeah. Johnny Cash is a champion.
Yeah.
God bless him.
He never made it to Tamworth, as far as I know.
Oh well. At least he still sort of did make it via his releases.
Yeah.